Atheist Nomads, episode 309, Where is Heaven?
The podcast you're about to listen to includes cursing and talking about hoo-haws. Please be advised.
Welcome to the episode of Atheist Nomads. I am Dustin. Joining me is Lauren.
Hi.
And Aaron.
Hi. So, again, it's like, I feel like there's more, but then if we get too much into it.
I know, it's...
like, what's the good happy medium?
There's no win-win here.
No, there really
isn't. So let's go ahead and just jump right in.
Dive right in.
No.
Nope, I want to ask Aaron how her fundraiser went.
Oh my gosh, so good. We sold, we raised over $500 for Pride Foundation.
Woo!
There are probably about 35 to 40 people, maybe nice. Less than that, but quite a good turnout.
We totally wussed out.
Yeah.
Dustin and I were basically at each other's throats over the trailer.
Oh.
Not really. Okay, so when we fight, it's usually I've noticed you're angry. Hey, I noticed you're angry too. We should probably talk about it. Okay. Talk. Do you feel better? I do feel better.
Well, that's very healthy. I think that's a healthy way.
And that's
way.
Basically what happens.
Yeah, that's good.
We had to revisit it a couple times over the course of the day.
Yeah.
As we were processing our feelings.
Emotions.
But yeah.
Our I feel statements.
Right. Well, I'm feeling.
Yeah, no, it was great. But by the end of the evening, we're just like, we still got stuff we got to do with the trailer. Yeah.
But your money still went.
But we still made the donation,
yes,
which was
exactly.
nice. And,
which was amazing. And so Steve Martin is the regional philanthropy director of Idaho for Pride Foundation. And he was really pleased with everything and surprised. I mean, we were all a little surprised. Even the comics, they were like, this is like a real crowd.
Yeah, there were like 15 people, sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
what
they said.
Who cares what I say?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. It was like, I thought this was going to be like maybe 15 people, but this is like a real audience, like the backyard's full.
And they're judging
you. And everybody
apparently that was a nice backyard.
It's a very nice backyard and everybody did amazing and everybody had fun. And cool. We raised a lot of money.
Yay! Success.
Yeah. And so Donna and I don't think I'm going to be doing that all the time, but we've talked about maybe doing that as an annual thing. So maybe we can see if we can get more money next year.
Cool.
With word of mouth stuff. So
very nice.
Yeah. But I am tired today and I have one more show that I'm hosting tonight, which is also promoting. And it makes me nervous because I'm like, oh no, what's going to happen if I have to host six shows in a row, right? Down at the club, which I am doing in August, but I'm like, oh no. Totally different thing. That is, I'm going to go in, I'm going to do my set, I'm going to host this, not, okay, I got to make sure everybody's in here and I got to do all the promotions that I got to do.
That's different. Yeah, that is. And you delegate that shit when you have to.
Being the MC for the day versus
being the
organizer.
The producer, yeah. An organizer of a show and an event is much different. So I'm sure I sound tired because I feel like I do.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty tired. I actually, and then I stayed up till 3 last night talking to people, but.
Of course.
Well, it was fun.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And I'm knee deep in Boise Corgi Fest.
Yeah.
Getting ready for that. I just got the Stubby Strutters team for the C-Spot Walk event set up. So if you are going to have your doggy walk or run this year, they're actually doing a run this year. If you want to do that, look up Stubby Strutter Corgis. And whether you're a corgi or not, you are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice. Fun.
Yeah, and I've been working on the trailer.
And the podcast.
Yeah. And the podcast.
Podcast. And the other podcast. And
there's another podcast.
Lauren's podcast.
And Lauren's podcast.
I did. Yeah, I'm doing a little promotional podcast for Boise Corgi Fest called Good Boy.
Good.
And B-O-I. Good Boy. Because Boise.
Yeah.
I just got to get just a few random noises to throw in.
What? You know what would be good for that?
What?
A soundboard. Dustin is giving me the eyes like, oh, don't.
We have not had time.
I know.
Yes, that is something that has been just below doing it on the priority list.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be there for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
After maybe our Oregon coast trip, we can reassess.
So it's basically everything planned for the year pretty close for the trailer will be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have an outside life, but how's the thought of producing other shows? How's that coming along?
Got a lead.
And if you listeners know anybody who would like to have somebody produce their podcast for them,
right?
Let us know.
One tricky thing with the local approach is a lot of this is going to be getting people in business doing their own podcasts who don't want to handle doing the recording themselves. So they'll be paying me to handle the recording. Yeah. And until I can get a actual dedicated professional space set up, it's going to be setting up at their space.
Right.
Which should be interesting.
Yeah, I just hopped on a podcast.
Yeah. Very nice.
Just hopped on and just started talking. It's
drop-in friendly.
Yes, it is drop-in friendly. So that was fun. And then I'm going to do another podcast in a van.
I want to do the van one.
Well, it's not the same.
It's not the van.
It's not.
Does that
van
have a name, by the way?
I don't know. I mean, that was actually my first conversation with Brett.
So what did you name the van?
I didn't.
I tried to convince him to buy the van down the street. It's a Westfalia van with longhorn.
Yeah.
Horns.
I saw that.
Attached to it. Her name's Vanessa.
Oh.
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
18.5 if anybody wants a...
a van.
A van.
No, this
no,
is a...
No, not just a van. Pop-up camper Westfalia van.
The van. No, this is a woman who wants to know about life-changing stories.
Oh.
And I don't think she has a network. I don't know.
No. Most podcasts don't.
Yeah. Yes, a network is actually a very unique thing to have.
Yeah.
There's a few... out there. Maximum Fun is one that we listen to all the time, but that's not the norm.
Well, now we've got now Boise has its own.
Are we allowed to say it?
Network.
Yeah.
Eavesdrop.
Yeah.
Eavesdrop.
I mean, Eavesdrop is
not
good.
Not Eavesdrop, like listening in.
Right. Eavesdrop.
Which is a different podcast.
Yeah. Which is great because they have a lot of past guests.
Mm-hmm.
Past guests of Atheist Nomads having their own podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I think that's awesome because, they got started here.
Some cross-promotion there, maybe.
I think in the
work.
That might be nice.
All right, so Dustin off the degree is going to be dying.
I know. It's a favorite of a lot of people, too.
So don't despair, because some of what it is will be coming back in the form of discussions that will be, we're going to change up the format a little bit to news discussion, and we'll be rotating through responsibility and discussions. So sometimes I will be doing a Dustin off the degree style topic, but the longer, more lecture like informational, heavy on the information rich pieces are going to be moving to being their own show.
Yeah.
So this is in part inspired by the fun I've been having with Eastern Orthodoxy.
Quote unquote fun.
I mean, fun for Dustin.
Woo!
So this will be coming in September.
All right.
And I already have the name figured out. I'm the
Please
domain.
Say it. Please say it.
No, somebody might steal it.
Fine.
One
of our
faith.
Listeners is going to steal your podcast.
Yeah,
it's possible.
We don't have faith in our listeners that you're not going to steal something.
Hey, I know some of you guys out there are jerks. We know it.
Yeah.
They're like, we listen just to find out Dustin's weaknesses.
And the domain that I was hoping to get for it is Arch available
nemesis.
For $10,000. So that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be a .xyz.
Oh.
Yeah. That should be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, watch out for details. It's going to be a religious history podcast.
Yeah.
Kind of doing...
That'll be fun.
The part of the concept is going to be using a particular theme of religious history to kind of go through the history of Christianity and then the history of Islam. And then theoretically could... Well, if I get that far, Islam and then Buddhism, Hinduism.
But Dan, do you have enough education, correct education, to be able to do
goodness.
That?
Are we talking, is that the arch nemesis?
No. No, she's apologized.
She's for the name.
Yeah.
Mistake name, but that looks, I can't let that go.
Yeah, I did.
So,
actually,
I mean, I got called Eric one time on an email. So, and then I was like, yes, blah, 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 Aaron. And he's like, are you interested in this? And I was like, oh no, I was not trying to, I was just trying to say, if you're a listener of the podcast and you know, I would not be a male.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. He's like, by the way, I can tell that you're not a listener. And we'll discuss one of those.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, we got a great email. Can I read it?
Not right now, but we can get there.
Yeah. Is that going to go in feedback?
Yep.
All right. Hang on to feedback. It's hilarious.
So where is heaven?
In the sky, isn't it? In the clouds. So,
yeah.
That's what I've...
Cloud City.
Yeah, that's what I hear and see
heaven,
on cartoons.
In cartoons. Sometimes it's referred to a place on Earth, like a heavenly,
but like the Christian
garden.
Heaven.
No, it's always in the sky.
It's in the sky.
All right.
Maybe on the moon. Maybe
it's
on the moon.
Up. Usually,
no one's seen it though.
No one's seen
the plane. I mean, we've been to space, but we've never seen it.
Well, that little boy claimed he did.
Ellen White. Ellen White was taken in a vision.
Oh gosh.
Up into the sky. And traveled through space through the middle of Orion's belt to heaven.
Okay. Oh, very specific.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she got to see heaven.
But it was not cloudy then.
So no. You said a vision, clouds. So you talk about dreams. Sometimes I have
realistic
dreams.
I could see heaven
dreams.
Being like in a nebula.
Mm. Well, as we've
colorful
already discussed
rainbow
about
clouds.
Ellen White, she was the Adventist Church's prophetess who had
epileptic.
Been... Probably had some form of epilepsy caused by severe brain damage when she was struck in the head by a heavy rock by a classmate. And so she had a second or third grade education, severe headaches, very poor vision.
I feel really bad for her.
Yeah.
Somebody took advantage of that, obviously.
Right.
And then
a man
started having visions and then very quickly got married off to one of the leading ministers who then became the head of the church while she was the church's prophetess. And at one point, she had a vision. Don't know if it was a dream or if it was a hallucination while she was awake.
It actually sounds like a hallucination. You know, I've heard about epileptic seizures or other kinds of seizures causing an out-of-body experience-like feeling. I like the Orion's belt part, though.
Adventists know exactly.
That just sounds so cool.
Exactly where heaven is. It's you travel through the middle of Orion's belt.
I mean, maybe she went, maybe aliens took her. We don't know.
Well,
I would believe that more.
Yeah.
here's one problem with it.
Yeah. Well, one problem? Okay.
One problem.
This is a big one.
So if you don't know astronomy.
Right.
Or even really that astronomy is a thing.
Uh-huh.
Or let's say you're somebody with severe brain damage and not very much education. It could be very easy to assume that, yes, Orion's belt are three stars that are next to each other, and the middle is the gateway to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Those are three stars,
mm-hmm.
very similar to our sun, light years apart, and not even, like, lined up in
any
way.
Not in a line, not on a plane.
They are scattered around, and they only appear to be in a line from the northern hemisphere on the planet Earth.
Right.
Well, obviously God's chosen planet, so everything
and
is
chosen
from
hemisphere.
That. Yeah.
What?
So
really
it's
like playing with this. I know.
So that amount of specificity makes the entire claim bullshit.
Everybody knows that Orion's belt is the collar that the cat wears in Men in Black.
That's where our universe is.
Exactly.
It's Orion's nebula, not belt. The nebula is the gem that is hanging.
No. It was Orion's belt.
That's what he called.
The galaxy is in Orion's belt.
Huh.
Because the belt was the collar.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
sugar water.
I gotta see the new one with Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, that looks funny. That,
what a stud.
I do like the first Men in Black.
I like the second one too.
I don't know if I saw it, but I really, really liked Men in the original.
Great. It was a great
mainly because I really like saying sugar water.
Sugar water.
So when prophecy, prophetic descriptions of things get very specific, it makes it pretty obvious the flaws of
that
them.
They're bullshit.
Right.
Kind of like how the Bible has prophecies about the end times and that refer to the four corners of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that working out?
Now,
oh, yeah, because we're flat, right?
And what's funny is even at that time,
I didn't even get that until now. Ah, jeez.
Even at that time, most literate people around the Mediterranean knew the Earth was an oblate spheroid.
Yeah, I didn't even, like, honestly, not until this very moment. How old was I? Just right now.
Just right now. Just did right you now.
I totally forgot corners of the corners. Earth. Yeah. And then it's like the ends of the earth.
I'm just
realizing, like, there is no end to the earth. It's a,
yeah, I always assumed it was referring to the compass. Four corners.
Yeah.
The four winds.
Yeah.
But no, they were talking about like a scroll.
Yeah.
A scroll.
It's right. Described as a scroll getting wrapped up as the four corners of the earth are getting ripped up from the foundation.
Yeah. Well,
of the turtle's back? I'm pretty sure Tortuga. There's a turtle in there somewhere. Tortuga! With and elephants sitting on a pedestal or something.
The waters above and the waters below.
Yeah.
You've got this sandwich of air between the waters. There's a whole lot in the Bible that definitely suggests a flat earth, which even way back in 5th, 6th century BCE, it was well known common knowledge that the earth was not just spherical. They'd calculated the circumference of the earth.
Yeah, they knew it was oblong, slightly.
And they knew it was slightly oblong.
And yeah, some people are like, nah, still flat. And he's like, God, YouTube's not even around yet. Why are you saying this? Right.
Well, the educated people of the Mediterranean knew it.
Yeah, but they're not loud enough. Not loud enough for the stupid people to drown
no,
out.
No, well, it's hard to explain something like that, I guess, on a scroll, if that's the only way. It's like, okay, so here's the earth. You're like, see, the earth is flat. It's like, no, this isn't an actual representation of the earth. This is just a drawing of the earth. Like, well, you drew it flat, so obviously it's flat.
I'm gonna guess that the high goat herders and mentally ill illiterate people that were these prophets of the Bible honestly didn't know better.
Well, yeah, of course.
And so their hallucinations were playing on a flat earth because they didn't know what was common knowledge of the era.
And the sky was actually more like a dome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So all the stars are equal distance away and they're all just sitting there like a dome. Or,
and by Ellen White's time, late 19th century,
everybody knew that that wasn't the case.
They knew it wasn't a dome and they knew those stars weren't close together. At least all of the educated literate people. Ellen White was literate. She wrote
a lot.
She wrote more words than, I think it's still more words than any, or had more words published than any woman in history.
That's a big claim.
Well, the church has their own publishing company.
Yeah,
so
that's
hard.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. The publishing company existed to publish her books.
Like L. Ron Hubbard.
but it was common knowledge at that time that the stars were not all just in a dome up above.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't equate down to everyone that not necessarily are those stars close together just because they appear to be in the sky.
Right. The creepiest thing that I've ever seen is the Milky Way. And I only say that it's beautiful, but it's very crazy feeling to see how many stars there are and then the Milky Way. And it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We're small. It's almost
right.
the same feeling
inner
I got.
City. You see a couple stars and you're like, oh, that's beautiful. Then you get outside the city and you're like, wow, that's deep. And then you get further out where you can actually see the Milky Way playing up against. So you got all those stars plus this stripe of a billion other stars. Yeah. And you're like,
oh, fuck.
I cannot compute.
No, I couldn't.
Brain shut down.
And that was the same feeling that I got when I swam in the middle of the ocean and all you can see is the ocean.
Ooh, that'd be freaky.
It was so freaky. So it's the same feeling because it's like, oh shit, I am so small. Like I am just a fraction of
there
this.
There should be a word for that.
There should be.
Like there's a word in, I think, German
probably is.
Or something for that realization that the people around you have just as vivid of a life as you have.
Mm.
Even the people that you just pass by on the street, they are living a very vivid, very real life. But to you, they're just a person passing on the street. And there's a word for that.
Huh.
The feeling of immense teeny tininess and insignificance that you feel when looking up at the sky or out on the ocean.
Right.
There should be a word for that.
Right. And you have to be in the ocean, mind you.
Yeah. Not
the just
beach.
On the boat.
You have to be able to look around and go, holy
like,
shit.
I'm in this and I can feel the current. Uh-huh. I am like drifting in the middle.
How did you not die?
Because we jumped off the back of the ship.
So there was a ship right there.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the Navy at the time, so we jumped off the back of the ship, and it was an open swim. Also kind of creepy is that then you have the gunner's mates sitting in a boat with guns, just in case. Well, because...
What, just in case you drown and they just put you out of your misery?
No, just in case there's
sharks. Oh. That's awesome.
Wow.
Can we please have a movie just about that?
Just about the
gunners like having to like snipe attack.
I'm sure there is, isn't there?
What?
There's movies about everything.
It would be like Sharknado, but
Navy. And then the sharks start a bunch of
There's
then more and more
sharks
come
frenzies.
In and they start attacking the
There's
gunner.
There's tons
boats.
Of frenzy movies, but I want to see the sniper, the old curmudgeon sniper taking out sharks as they approach his
little vessel.
Yeah.
Well, let's write it up. We'll make millions.
Yeah.
Machetes are coming out.
I mean, don't steal our idea, listeners.
Yeah, listener jerks.
Wait, we got real off topic.
Several times.
Wait, where are we?
What's happening?
Right, Orion's Belt. Where is heaven?
Yeah.
I mean, I think
where does it say actually in the Bible?
It doesn't.
It's from an Ellen White vision.
That's the one thing I know is not in the Bible. It doesn't.
But they do refer to heaven.
Yeah.
It says up in heaven? Does it say... Past the clouds and the clouds.
I mean,
no.
Do you
want to
talk about Mormon heaven?
There's no, we're talking about, Lawrence asked about in the Bible.
In
no,
the Bible, legit.
There
what
is
adjectives are associated with the word heaven.
There is
celestial.
Christ coming. Christ
snark.
Ascending from heaven.
Okay.
And then raising the dead and then raising the living righteous. That is in the Bible.
Oh, I thought that wasn't in the Bible.
No, that is.
I'm so confused.
No,
the Bible.
Rapture is not in the Bible.
Oh,
the secret rapture is not.
Oh,
but he does bring people back to life.
Okay.
And the, so it is that heaven is above. And when Christ ascended to heaven, he did ascend, leaving the earth and going up into the sky.
You know what it sounds like? The ultimate power move.
Heaven is a place
One of the concepts with it is that when Christ returns, he will be coming down and everyone around the entire planet will see him at the same time.
Because the earth is flat. Oh, wait.
Yep. Which
well, nobody in the Southern Hemisphere, because I think the Southern Hemisphere is already determined to be cursed.
And what about the...
Sorry, Australia.
Well, and if we were going to be really
South America.
Legit here, we're cursed too, because we aren't in the Holy Land.
That's true.
Right. So we're cursed anyways, because we only have 20 years to live, so.
I'm seeing that everywhere right now. Did somebody come out and say we have 20 years to live? Like
probably.
Somebody said 50, 30.
30, 20?
20, yeah.
Whatever.
I heard 20 yesterday, 30.
I'm seeing memes push. Like, well, we only have 20.
Somebody must have said something about climate change.
My brother
change
was
the
going
fact
off
that
of
the
I think
rate.
It was, there, it was a professor somewhere.
Who calculated it.
Assumed that... At the current rate of things, human civilization will collapse within 30 years.
Okay.
Let's start getting our bunkers ready now.
Okay, for one, collapse doesn't mean, you know, you're dead.
Right. It just means that we have rate of...
Start investing in your Mad Max vehicles now.
Yeah, for real.
But there also is a lot of scientists have said there's no reason to suspect that is going to happen.
Right.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a break, and then we have news. So if you'd like to support the show and get it ad-free, you can find out how at atheistnomads.com/donate. The founder of the Biblical Flat Earth Society was just arrested on 56 counts of child sexual exploitation.
Yeah, nobody's safe.
This is somebody who is such a fundamentalist Christian that the earth is flat. Because the Bible talks about the four corners of the earth and everyone seeing Jesus when he returns, all of which requires the earth to be flat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why that's why literal biblical people are just what do you call those things that horses wear?
Right.
Blinders.
I mean, but this is not a causation of being.
No, no. This just shows that if somebody's in power, they're going to sexually abuse children.
Oh, he wasn't actually abusing children himself. He was just downloading and sharing child porn.
I mean, okay.
That actually
abuse adjacent.
Abuse adjacent. Yeah.
Exploit. It's why it was exploitation.
Yeah,
not
but it's
assault.
Still pretty awful.
Oh, okay.
Awful.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. So he watched it. He didn't do that. And I'm sure that's going to be in the defense. I was just watching it.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
at least I didn't touch them.
I have to admit, I actually am kind of like, that's better, right? It's because you don't.
Yeah.
For people who are into kids, there's no recourse but to.
Yeah, but then you have to think about.
It's a gray line, but, not really. It's a pretty fine line, and they've determined that if you're downloading images of real children suffering some kind of sexual abuse, you are perpetrating that and therefore right. are a bad person.
It would not surprise me if he was inappropriate with children.
Yeah. It's like that, oh God, that priest here in Boise that got busted for all that porn that had like infants. And...
Didn't he try to buy an infant?
No.
What?
That was somebody else.
Okay.
That was a different priest.
What?
Yeah.
Some guy just wanted to buy a kid?
Yes. Yeah.
For Jesus.
Okay, so let's stick with
Philip
Stephen Stallings of the Biblical Flat Earth Society.
Is a pedo.
With 56 felony counts.
Probably one for each image or video he had. That's usually how they do that.
Actually, some were misdemeanors, some were felony. The misdemeanors were for possession. The felony were for sharing. Distribution always takes it up a step.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of the problem with the local priest was the distribution was what he was getting in trouble for, not mere possession.
Right.
But so in this case, this guy's case, so fundamentalist of a Christian is to be a flat earther, and I think it's a good opportunity to talk about the Flat Earth movement, which we haven't really talked about much other than that it exists. It is an inherently Christian thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is also an Islamic Flat Earth Society.
Is that why there was such a huge uptick in it? Was because fundamentalists started getting space to vent their fundamentalism, aka YouTube, and it shared to everybody else that...
It's combining anti-government conspiracy theories... with Christian fundamentalism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a fire that's about to...
And then YouTubes.
And then tubes.
And then the tubes.
A series of tubes and wires.
And it is very much the government is lying. The government is hiding things. The moon landing was faked. All the measurements are all just part of a big government conspiracy. It is all around government conspiracies. And apparently there's even a debate in the Flat Earth movement as to whether or not Australia even exists.
Yes. I love this. Oh my God. Oh.
So like there's a whole country that's being faked?
It's all a government conspiracy.
Right. Okay. Anything the government says
Aaron,
is...
Aaron, prove that Australia is real.
Christine went to Australia. brought me back Tim Tams.
So that doesn't prove that it's there. She could have been lying. She's in on the conspiracy.
No, okay. So
don't
I know what you're saying. They're not actually thinking that Australia is not real. they are using that as a way to prove their point.
I mean, some actually think that Australia is a government plot that doesn't actually exist.
If they do think that, then they're crazier than the crazies. But,
well, it was a government thing. England sent all their convicts to that island.
But there were people there before.
Government. Yes, they're Aboriginals. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. There were native people who were there. I mean, just like any British, because we were British at one time, mm-hmm. we really love to colonize things.
Yeah.
For power purposes.
Dang. But
fuck everybody else.
I love the idea of just going around saying Australia doesn't exist.
Oh, that is funny. But I've had Tim Tam.
New Zealand does.
From
Australia is just like, no, that's a fairy tale that New Zealanders tell their kids to scare
them probably
straight.
They probably just laugh at the concept of New Zealand.
But that's where the hobbits are.
Yeah, exactly. That's where hobbits
part
are.
Part of a Hollywood government plot. Because they do believe that Hollywood is in on it.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Which the moon landing fakings and all this, the International Space Station, all that, that's all just...
You know what I think is fake?
On a Hollywood set.
Canada. Nobody can be that nice.
You're right.
They're beavers and loons.
Oh, loons are so pretty.
Up close, they're all iridescent and stuff.
Yeah.
They're super
so
cool.
So are pigeons.
That's true. Pigeons are
really
beautiful
pretty
birds.
If you don't watch them eat garbage on the street.
Dude, we don't live in New York City. The pigeons here are pretty well fed on just
and
not garbage.
Those are feral pigeons.
Those are rock pigeons.
Yeah.
They're feral. Mm. They were domesticated by humans and haven't left humans despite humans not wanting them anymore.
Get away, you dumb sky rats.
Yeah.
Which here in the
sky
Northwest.
Sky rats?
Yeah. That's what they call them. Here in the Northwest, that's the equivalent, not a pigeon, but a gull. A fucking gull.
Yeah.
Is what, like, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And they are garbage eaters.
I don't like gulls.
I don't either. I think they're
gulls
gross.
Are garbagey.
They are pretty much
they're
garbage.
They're not even smart like crows.
So Paula White is Donald Trump's spiritual advisor, at least one of them.
Oh, no.
Oh, my eye roll hurt that time.
Don't do it. It'll get stuck that way.
She gave the opening prayer at his campaign kickoff rally in Orlando, Florida.
That's right. He's running for re-election.
Where
as
she
if he
said,
hasn't been doing that.
Let every demonic network that has aligned itself against the purpose, against the calling of President Trump, let it be broken. Let it be torn down in the name of Jesus. She also said, I declare that President Trump will overcome every strategy from hell and every strategy from the enemy. And I secure his calling, I secure his purpose, I secure his family, and we secure victory in the name which is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ.
What does she mean by secure? Like she's just praying for him? Or is she like doing some kind of like
exorcism?
Christian white magic?
Exorcism. Get out, demon.
Smack.
That is
smacky Capitol building.
Bam, right in the forehead.
Right. I honestly don't know. That's not
that wasn't
language
the
that the Adventist Church had.
Yeah, listeners, if you know about this securing, I want to hear about it. I love the idea of tying like Trump up in a chair with chains and then just smacking him in the forehead.
I get the demons out. I do suspect that the securing is...
I'm sure it's something stupid like praying or...
No, I think it's invoking God's protection...
Through prayer.
...of these things through prayer.
Yeah.
It's using the incantation to work magic.
Please stand in the circle. Okay, if you can stay between the quartz and the amethyst...
There's no crystals.
I know.
There's no crystals. They're probably speaking in tongues.
Chalk lines. Of... Stars.
I try to think of something stupid, like in between a Big Mac and a KFC bucket.
Oh, God, yeah. A bucket. Put 1 foot in the bucket.
No, you spread the fries around the Big Mac.
Right. Well, it's salt, too. There's all that salt.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
That's
good against vampires, right?
Yeah.
Demonic vampires.
Those
vegetarians. Yeah. Those vegans and their demonic powers, which is funny because Dustin has recently decided to start heading down the vegetarian path.
Oh, really? Again?
I?
Yeah. actually, which makes sense because he grew up vegetarian.
Yeah.
So he
has a perplexed look on his face.
But he's we're starting little.
Your choice of language that I decided?
Yeah.
Well, it's cheaper, isn't
it? I agree. I mean, I said, yeah, okay, we can do that, but you decided that we were going to do that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I thought we talked about it and then, decided together.
Oh, honey, no. No. That's like not me? How that went at all.
You like meat?
Yeah. Yeah, I love meat.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm not going to... I agreed
that... But it's expensive.
I agreed that beef is unsustainable.
For sure.
So we're going to cut out as much beef as... You know, we can, which is going to be basically all of it because you don't need beef.
Right.
Especially here in the freaking desert. And now, but no, you, I came home one day and you're like, I think we should go vegetarian. I'm like, okay. And then you're like, okay.
We're doing it.
These are the reasons why. I'm like, I agree. So yeah, I mean, that was,
I enjoy the uncomfortable awkwardness of this right now. I know this is,
he thinks that this was like, what did you think that conversation was? Somebody suggests something. The other person agrees. That's it. But the person who suggested it, that was their idea. That was.
But that would be something that we decided, not something that I decided.
Well,
because if you hadn't been along, it would have not been a thing that was going to happen.
If I had told you straight up, no, I demand that you eat hamburger, you would have eaten a hamburger. No, you decided to be vegetarian, and I agreed that we could probably start going that route.
Okay, we need to have this conversation again, not on the podcast.
No, uh-oh. This is hilarious.
Here's the I feel it statement.
Does, no, because it doesn't matter because nothing's changing.
Yeah, exactly.
We're still going to eat less, no beef, probably, because it's unsustainable.
It's pretty easy
and,
not to.
And less meat in general, and replace it with more, you know, beans, lentils, quinoa. Because it's fun to say quinoa, and they look like little condoms when you cook them. And that's all good.
You're just gonna have a lot of gas.
That's all right. That's how you get rid of fat, right? Is through breathing.
Oh,
and
that's right. No, they said that isn't true. Did I bring that up on the podcast? I think.
Like, I think so.
I read this thing.
Yeah, I remember
about
that.
The science of farting and whether or not it helps you lose weight, and it does not.
Oh, okay.
And
I think he's
more beans. That
beans a musical fruit
can increase flatulence if you don't do that routinely.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something you routinely do, you're not going to have increased flatulence.
Yeah, for sure.
That first week.
So do you know how
tough.
My weight loss program right now? I'm incredibly broke, so I eat one meal a day.
Nice.
And drink caffeine.
You're not getting paid for all these comedy shows you're doing?
No.
Stop doing them.
I love it, though, so
okay.
I can't help
well,
it.
But demand to get paid. Bring a tip jar with you.
Well, we did get tipped last night,
oh,
and it was nice. But no, it's just that I have incredibly bad luck with money and a lot of bills.
Yeah.
And, you know... I overdrew my account because of a comforter.
Mm.
Comforters are freaking expensive.
That is the most adult. I was like, oh, I felt like such an asshole. But they're like, that's the most adult way to like overdraw your account. But I'm like, you know what? I could probably just one meal a day is working out for me.
Yeah.
And I don't have the other thing. I want everybody to know, it does sound like I'm having an eating disorder, but it has immensely helped with my
gastrointestinal. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I could probably find a better way.
Yeah.
But right now I'm just poor and it's okay. And whatever. It is
all
what
right.
It is.
All right.
Back around to what we were
Let's
talking about.
Let's go back around. Yep, we
Next
can edit
news
that
item.
Out.
Brie Boof, Jesuit Preparatory School is no longer Catholic.
What? Brie Boof?
Brie Boof. Brie Boof, Jesuit Preparatory School. It is a Catholic college preparatory high school in Indianapolis, Indiana. They have refused... the archdiocese's order that they fire a teacher who is in a same-sex marriage.
Good.
What?
And as a result, the archdiocese has declared that they can no longer call themselves Catholic.
I'm sure they're like, Cool. Great.
The board's decision was they are independent. They have always been independent, mm-hmm. and they are going to do what they are going to do.
Can you believe
good for them.
I know. Can you believe a workplace that actually supports
their teachers?
Their staff?
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, especially when, which blows my mind here, is that just because you run a Catholic school doesn't mean that everybody
is Catholic.
Has to be Catholic, right? I mean, there's got to be some leeway there.
So one thing a lot of people don't necessarily realize is that with Catholic organizations, they are, it's incredibly complicated what their organizational structure is. Most of the hospitals have formed organizations that are, have merged enough different orders, properties together to be just an independent entity under the Vatican. Schools often are just independent, like this one. But the local bishop is still responsible for whether or not it can consider itself Catholic.
At this point, aren't most Catholic schools just, they usually don't have Catholic students because they're just a private school that's better than the public school.
Like Bishop Kelly?
Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
what
Bishop
people,
Kelly is pretty Catholic, but
that's
and
what,
so is St. Mary's.
Yeah.
But
what most people think is that Catholic schools are just better schools. No, Catholic schools are schools where Catholic dogma is pushed on students.
Right, but like a preparatory, I mean, this is a college preparatory.
Doesn't matter. There's still going to be mass on campus that will be required attendance for all students.
Like Bishop Kelly.
There will still be nuns present.
Well, not anymore. Not at this school.
Well, no, they're not going to change anything.
Right.
They just can't have the capital C Catholic stamp of approval,
right?
Which
apparently I'm sure
they don't
like,
care.
Okay.
They don't care about anyway,
right?
Because
they would rather have their good staff,
yeah, than do something for political reasons,
right?
All right, and it's time for a break. Good Omens is a awesome show. It's got David Tennant as the demon Crowley, and Michael Sheen is the angel Aziraphale, and they are actively coordinating their efforts to try to prevent the apocalypse from happening as the forces of heaven and hell are determined to finally have their war and figure out who wins.
Hmm.
This has thoroughly pissed off some Christians.
I might not have seen this TV show, but I know what happened. Christians can be dumb.
So a group called The Return to Order. It is a offshoot of the U.S. Foundation for a Christian Civilization.
Because there's a war on Christianity, damn it.
They did a petition drive, collecting over 20,000 signatures, condemning Netflix. For promoting evil and demanding that they pull the series at once.
And I feel like, did Netflix say, okay, because it's not on?
Netflix's reply was,
yeah, we'll do that.
We have pulled this show is no longer on our service or something like that.
Yeah. Because they're like dummies.
And, they had another reply that was, we'll pull Good Omens if Amazon pulls Stranger Things.
Yeah, because basically this show's on Amazon Prime.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Produced in a partnership between Amazon Prime and the BBC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People.
They didn't even get the network right.
Right. I do love Netflix response being like, yeah, cool. Yeah, we'll pull it. It's gone. It's done now.
Oh, Amazon's. Okay, so Netflix was, okay, we promise not to make any more. That's what Netflix actually said.
Yeah.
And Amazon's reply was, hey, Netflix, we'll cancel Stranger Things if you cancel Good Omens.
Oh, great. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's a great, great show. It's a lot of fun. It's hilarious and pokes a lot of fun at the Christian God.
Hmm.
who is voiced by a woman.
Oh, nice.
And is the narrator.
Cool.
They have admitted that they were wrong, and they have updated the petition to being to Amazon. Yeah.
And then no one re-signed it.
Oh, they're keeping all the signatures on it.
Well, that's not what they originally signed, though.
I know.
They're dumb.
Yes, they are, but that's, yeah. So, according to a new study, people who use the words God and pray frequently on Facebook are 15 times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes than people who rarely or never use those terms, and are also more likely to be... Okay, this is Dustin coming in and during editing. Our discussion on this one ended up going pretty off topic and getting sidetracked, getting off of the main points. So one of the different issues with this one is it was 999 adults, 76% of whom were women, 71% were black, and 70% were 30 years old or younger. This definitely suggests that what they might have found is that black women are more likely to be religious than everybody else is. And the connection with diabetes would suggest some population-related issues that need to be studied and addressed in much more serious and concerted ways than just looking at their fucking Facebook posts. If young black women in Pennsylvania are 14 times more likely than the general population to get diabetes, that is a serious problem that needs serious research and needs to be addressed. Yes, they might be more religious than everybody else is, but they definitely need to look into this and find out what's actually going on. If that many people are having that issue and developing type 2 diabetes by the age of 30, that is a public health crisis that needs to be addressed very seriously and not just creating studies looking at bullshit headlines to get in the news. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox now and we'll go back to the recording. Okay, let's talk about feedback. So we got a message from Ashley. Hey, Atheist Nomads crew, my name is Ashley, and I'm with Name Redacted, a merch platform. As a true sun sign Aquarian, I would like to say how much I appreciate your content. Episode 307 seriously set my soul on fire in the best and worst way. You all inspire me to get up on my soapbox.
Which was a great, I loved it. I know exactly what episode that was. That was with Crystal Moore. It was a really fun episode.
Uh-huh.
But she has not replied back to the email of what exactly that was that set her soul on fire. I mean, Crystal's amazing. That was a great discussion that we had, but Dustin did ask what exactly it was. So if you're listening, please let us know what set your soul on fire.
Well, it was interesting that the first email comes in Tuesday. A follow-up email comes in Wednesday. I reply Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's now Sunday. And right. my question has not been answered, which suggests that, because I don't have any problem with unsolicited, basically cold call emails from businesses, that happens.
Yeah.
That is just part of doing business, period.
Right.
But don't lie.
Yeah, because that feels a little bit like a lie.
Yeah.
Because we haven't gotten an answer.
She looked at our website. She saw 307 was recent.
Right.
Probably glanced at the title or the notes and was like, yes, that's one I'm going to say. It really got me fired up.
Right. Or it might not. Ashley, are you busy? Are you really listening? I mean, you have this ability to answer us back even if we don't use your merch platform.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, I'm sorry, Ashley, if this is going to make... If you are listening and it's... When she put out the Aquarius, whatever sun, the sign thing, I was like, do you really listen to this show? Uh-huh. That was actually one of those things where I'm like, why would you say that?
True sun sign Aquarian.
Right. I don't... Do you understand what that means? Because I don't understand what that means.
I... I actually had to Google it because I know what Aquarian would mean from the sign Aquarius, but true sun sign, that's not a term I'd heard before.
So tell us what the true sun sign Aquarian is.
It just means that you believe you're a true Aquarian, not a false Aquarian.
That doesn't say anything.
No, it doesn't.
And I don't know what an Aquarian is, except for it has something to do with water. So I think it's a water sign.
It's still a sun sign. It's referring to the sun zodiac.
Well, no, you can be a moon sign or a sun sign or a... there's so many things.
Lauren's
in the house of whatever.
Lauren's going to do a deep dive into...
that's good.
Astrology, because it's...
It can be pretty fascinating and pretty weird.
Yeah. Well, especially considering how many different historical forms of astrology,
right,
plus new stuff that keeps on getting made up.
Yeah.
That all gets mixed in together.
I mean, I love the thought. I really do love the thought of, because I'm... I love the thought of like, oh, this is going to tell me what the roadmap is. But then I think about it and I'm like... No, I make all this shit happen. Like,
yeah.
A piece of paper and words did not make the things in my life happen. I made them happen. So.
And we got one from Name Redacted, who has apologized, but I have to read the subject line of the email.
Yeah.
This was the subject line. I feel bad sending you this message, but the education Dan received may have been... ... somewhat lacking.
Yeah. I did not. Oh, you replied back?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did not reply all.
I did not.
Because I wanted to see what was going on. Because I was curious.
So that was directed at me, not Dan. It was the wrong name.
Yeah.
Dan's on a different podcast. Oh. I'm not sure which Dan it is, but it's a different person.
Okay.
And yeah, my education. There was biased information when it comes to talking about about Eastern Orthodoxy. That is not stuff that was covered much in my classes. So it's not that it's a lacking education. It's just that wasn't the focus of my studies.
Mm-hmm.
And but it is still fascinating.
Yeah.
Whether or not the sources that I'm reading have bias is a completely different matter.
Right.
But it's history, and for the purpose of sharing a narrative about increasing people's general knowledge of these groups,
mm-hmm.
it's probably sufficient. But as far as my education goes, I did graduate cum laude from a top-tier Northwestern university.
Right. Also, I'm just mad that that person didn't draw me a diagram. If you believe that it's not... It's a washed out, right? Like it was a washed out, biased, whatever. I still want the strings. I still want the diagrams. And no one has made that happen for me. And I'm disappointed in you all. You call yourselves listeners. Just kidding.
So, yeah. But for all listeners, we always love getting feedback.
Yes.
My request is if we got something wrong, which we do get wrong. No, let me phrase that.
Yeah.
I get things wrong. It happens.
Well, we all do.
And I like specific information, specific corrections on what I got wrong.
Which again, like, it set my soul on fire. Yeah. What? Tell
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Be specific.
We want to know because then we might be able to do a deeper dive on things that you really like. Listener feedback is going to help us make this podcast better.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Please. You guys are donating really well.
Yeah.
But we want to make it so that, you know, you want to stay tuned in.
Now, you can also help by becoming a new supporter.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out how at atheistnomads.com/donate. And that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Aaron, do you have anything you need to plug?
Yeah. Not that I think any of you come to these things because you don't tell me. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I will be hosting at Craft Brewers of Boise at 8 p.m. Thursday for the World Series of Comedy people who are coming in for Liquid Laughs competition, but they're going to come and do a showcase there on Thursday. And then on Saturday, I will be hosting again at the same place at 9.
Okay.
So it's your chance to see comics from around the world, which means everybody from the United States and one Canadian. But it's world, damn it. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds more like continent.
Yeah, exactly.
The Continental Comedy Show.
World Series of the North America.
All right. And listeners, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Atheist Nomads. You can find show notes and contact information at atheistnomads.com. Follow us on Twitter at Atheist Nomads and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/atheistnomads. Please subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. And while you're there, feel free to leave us a review. Theme music is courtesy of Sturdy Fred. Until next time, this has been the Atheist Nomads.